Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
We are going to have two classes on Halachot Pesach. I'm going to try to cover the Halachot of Agala, cashering, and the products that to figure out which one is okay, which one is not okay, or which one do we need to have a special Ashkacha for Pesach, and what would be things that you could really buy without Ashkacha, and what utensils you are allowed to cashier, what utensils you are not allowed to cashier. Let's talk about the halacha of cashering first, then we get to halacha of products and talk about that. Anything that was came in touch with chametz during the year, if you want to use them for Pesach, they have to go through kashering. Now the minhag Israel is that people really don't kasher on Pesach. A lot of people don't kasher. They buy a different set for Pesach, and that would be the most preferable way of using dishes on Pesach. That's the best way. Now if somebody cannot afford to buy different dishes or utensils or forks and spoons and knives, then you could do the cashering. The oven and stove, that nobody has separate set for Pesach, but that also would be preferable to have a separate set of oven and stove for Passover. But we're going to talk about that also, how to cashier them. Now also we have sinks. There are different types of sinks that everybody has. We're going to talk about that also, what, how to cashier that. And also we're going to talk about the countertops, which type of countertops could be cashier and which one cannot be cashier, and how to go about those that cannot be cashier. The halacha is that anything you're going to cashier, you have to wait 24 hours before you use them, before you do cashiering on them. Only those that they need agala, things that they need libun, you don't have to wait 24 hours. There's two different types of ways of cashiering. There's a cashiering in the way of agala, there's a cashiering way of, in the way of libun. What's the difference between them? Agala means that you dip your dishes, whichever needs the agala, which we are going to discuss that, inside the bubbling hot water. Not only hot water, you have to really have to see it's bubbling. Then you dip those dishes inside that hot water, and that way they're going to become kosher. Libun, there are two different types of libun. We have libun kal and libun chamur. What's the difference between them? Libun chamur, something that is really coming in contact with fire, which is you have to use a blowtorch to kasher them. Libun kal means that as long as it gets hot, and when you put a piece of newspaper on it, it burns and you see the fire, the smoke coming out of that, that's considered libun kal. So therefore we see you have really three different major ways of kashering: agala, libun kal, libun chamur. And these are the three things. Whenever I'm going to say agala, you know what that means. Whenever I say libun kal, you know what that means. When I say libun chamur, you know what that means. Now, all the agala, anything that goes through the agala, you have to wait 24 hours before you kasher it. Anything goes through libun kal or libun chamur, you don't have to wait 24 hours. You could just kasher it as soon as you have an opportunity to do it. Now there are differences between Ashkenazim and Sephardim and the ways of cashering, which we are going to discuss that also. Because of that, because of the different ways of cashering for Pesach, and there are a lot of Sephardim that they eat kitniot on Pesach. Some of the Sephardim don't eat kitniot on Pesach. And if you are going to be invited to somebody's home, you have to know if those people are keeping kitniot or they are not keeping kitniot. Therefore, it is advisable for Ashkenazim that they makbid not to eat in the Sephardi homes if they are serving kitniot. But the halacha also, according to a lot of poskim, if Let's say you are invited in a Sephardi house. Even though that they are serving kitniot, if they say during that meal that you are invited in our house, we are not going to serve kitniot, but the dishes are already used with kitniot, you are allowed to go to their home and you are allowed to eat from their dishes, is not a problem. The fact that dishes were used for kitniot doesn't make the food that is going to be made in that non-kosher and is usable for Ashkenazim also. Therefore, is not that according to a lot of us, some poskim hold not like that, but a lot of poskim hold that you are allowed to do that. Now, any dish that is made of wood or metal or stone, they are kasherable and you are allowed to kasher them with agala. Plastic, china, and corningware, they are not kasherable, and therefore one should not kasher them for Pesach. These are the guidelines of the things. Pyrex and glass for Sephardim. This is kasherable, you don't have to do anything. Just wash it and you could use it. For Ashkenazim, it's not kasherable. They cannot use the pyrex or glass at all. Okay? So therefore, that makes a big difference in a lot of things, a lot of foods and things that are made by Sephardim. If they use the kula of using a glass or pyrex, make the food that is made in their home, for Ashkenazim, mamash not kosher. Right? Therefore, if they use this type of things that was used for chametz before, is a problem. Now, the real question comes out on this issue is stove tops. There are a lot of stove tops today that the top is made of glass. Right? Today, you could buy it in the market for Sephardim, just clean it up and turn it on, it's fine. For Ashkenazim, it would be a problem. They cannot just turn it on and use it because glass for them is not kasherable. Now, what do you do? For Ashkenazim, if they have a stove top like that, they have to clean it very nicely. Then you put a sheet of metal on top of it. You have to make sure it doesn't mess up your stove. But that's one way of covering it. When you have something like that, that could be usable on the Pesach. All the dishes that you are going to kasher, everything needs to be kashered before Erev Pesach, which would be the time that you are allowed to use chametz. That's the deadline for kashering. Anything after that deadline, one is not allowed to kasher. From that deadline on, you are not allowed to kasher on Pesach. Same halacha would happen in Chol HaMoed. If somebody needs to kasher something, you are not allowed to do that during Chol HaMoed. Kashering has to be done before that. Now, we have stoves and we have ovens. Stoves, there are a lot today, there are so many different types of stoves out there. The stoves that they are made with the gas that the fire comes out of it and you see the fire, the way to kasher them is you take them out, put them inside the oven and you turn the oven on and let it be kasherable like that. That's one way. Now there are a lot of other types of stoves that is mamash, I don't know what they are made of. A lot of it I don't even know what the material is. And it makes it very difficult to know how to kasher these new stoves that they have. I said one of them is metal. There are types that is made of corningware. There are ones that are made of China type material. Those, according to everybody, cannot kasher them. The best thing is in this type of situation, they are like the blech type of sheet of metal that you could buy, and you cover the stove top, and you cover you put it on, and you turn on the stove with that. Whenever you want to put a pot on top of these things. Don't use the top if you don't know what kind of a material they are made of, because a lot of it could be not kasherable. And would be a problematic. Therefore, if somebody wants to buy a new stove, should make sure the material that you are buying are a proper material that could be used for Pesach also. The ovens, there are two different types of ovens. You have self-cleaning ovens and you have regular ovens. The self-cleaning oven, just use it as a self-cleaning, at the same time it's kasher also. You don't have to do one time self-cleaning and then do another time for kashering. You could do one time, just self-clean it, and at the same time it becomes kosher, and that's it, you're done. Now there are some poskim hold that the window, the glass that you have on the inside these ovens are not kasherable, and therefore some advice that you should cover them. Should cover them with aluminium foil, those ovens. But for Sephardim it's not a problem at all, because made of glass is not an issue bichlal. Even for Ashkenazim, if they really needed to use it like that, it's not make sure it's completely clean. But the Chatechila, one should try, if they could cover it, should try to cover it. Those that are not self-cleaning oven, the way to clean them, make use easy off. Spray your oven with easy off, and then turn it on for about 50 minutes, and it's going to be kashered like that. You have to make sure everything is completely clean. The stove and the oven, you don't have to wait 24 hours before that you need to kasher them. Only those that they need agala, you need to wait 24 hours. Microwave, the first one is better not to kasher microwave at all. That's the best way. But if somebody really needs to use their microwave, for Sephardim, the glass inside, you don't have to change. You just have to clean them up, because the glass, again, is not a problem. But if they have the other materials that are used inside the microwave, those are problematic. Even for Sephardim, they have to change that material. But if it's only glass, you don't have to worry about that. But the rest of the microwave, you put a cup of water and turn it on, let the water boil and make steam inside the microwave, and that's the way for microwave to become kosher. But if you cannot use the microwave or get a new microwave for Pesach, that would be the best thing to do. Sinks. There are a lot of types of sinks. The metal sinks, those that are made of metal, you cannot use them for 24 hours with hot water or hot stuff. Cold you are allowed to use, lukewarm also you are allowed to use. But you cannot use them with hot water, or cannot pour hot food inside the sink within 24 hours that you are going to kasher the sink. Now, don't use it for 24 hours, clean them up, and then you boil hot water. Right, and then you have. I said, when I say hot water, means bubbling hot water, not only hot water. You see the bubbling. Then you take them and pour them in the stove. Now, a lot of times people, they cannot pick up that pot. It's too heavy or it's too much water in it. They take a cup. That's not acceptable. You cannot take a cup and get the water out. And because then by the time take the cup out and pour the water, is not from the keli rishon, it's not from the first part that was on the fire. The water has to come from the fire on top of the sink. Cannot use anything else. Now, before you pour the water inside the sink, you have to make sure that the sink is completely dry. You clean them, but you have to make sure completely dry before you pour hot water over it. There are people that they are machmir, they have this chumra, that even that they kasher their sink, they cover it also. You don't have to do that. If it was completely kashered in the proper way and is made of metal, you don't have to cover your sink, could just kasher it and you're fine. And make sure that the garbage disposable also is cleaned, and anything that is inside there is to be take them out before you put the hot water over it. The faucet and the spouts also have to make sure that they are, when you pour hot water, you pour hot water over them also. It's not only inside the sink, the faucet and everything else also, they have to be kashered, they have to be, they have to make sure the water, hot water being poured over them too. Now, dishwashers are an issue. A lot of dishwashers are not kasherable and cannot kasher dishwashers. The problem with dishwashers are that, as I said before, plastic, we do not kasher plastic, and a lot of racks that are inside the dishwasher are made of plastic. You could really kasher your dishwasher if you change your racks, but the amount of money you have to pay for the racks is more worthwhile to change the whole dishwasher. The dishwasher is cheaper than the racks itself. Now, if you want to pay for the racks, that's fine. But that's the only way you could do it. Countertops. The countertops are very tricky. A lot of it can be kasher. A lot of it cannot be kasher. Depends what kind of a countertop you have. And a lot of times the countertops are made of different materials together. They combine different materials. The best thing is to do with countertops to cover them. Now, you don't have to catch them for hot water over it. You might mess it up. The best thing is just get something, the contact paper or aluminum foil, and cover your countertop with that, and you're going to be set. You don't have to worry about pouring hot water over it. Now, but you have to make sure also that when you cover your countertop, it has to be use a material that when you use it a few times, it doesn't tear. If you use a material that is going to be tear, then those materials are not a proper materials to be for your countertop to be covered with. The best thing is to use a contact paper is very good, and also could get a sheet of plastic, heavy duty plastics that you cover your countertops with. Table, if you use your table during the year without a tablecloth, then on Pesach you have to make sure it's completely covered also, because a lot of the tables have the same problem as countertops. Some of them can be kashered, some of them cannot be kashered. And to know and to understand if the countertops could be kashered or no, the tables could be kashered or not, you have to know what materials it is. A lot of it are plastic, a lot of it is formica, and those things cannot be kashered. Therefore, the best thing is to cover your plastic, your tables, and this way you are safe. Now, the tablecloth, those tablecloths that are used during the year for during the year on your tables, the way to use them for Pesach, you could wash them with hot water, and you are fine. That's the way to use it. You don't have to change your tablecloth. As long as they are used properly, it could be used for Pesach, not a problem. Jewelry that women, especially their rings and bracelets that they used during the year for making challah and things like that, they have to kasher those. Either don't use them, or they have to put them inside the hot water to make sure they are kasher before Pesach, because when you use your rings for making a challah, they really could be a problem before Pesach. If somebody has retainers and bite plates and false teeth, you don't have to do. I mean, the best thing is to do. You don't use them for 24 hours, and then make sure that they put inside the water and do agala on them. Make sure you take them out of your mouth. Don't put your mouth inside the hot water. To make sure of that. The utensils that are used for kitniot, they don't have to be kasher for Pesach. You cannot use them. They don't have to kasher them. You could put them away and not be used. The kiddush cups, they have to be kashered also for Pesach. Cannot use the kiddush cups the way they are, because they first of all, they washed with the chametz kiddushes, and they also come in contact with chametz. Napkin rings, they also have to be kashered for Pesach, because they also are at the table and they come in contact with chametz all the time. Candlesticks, if you have your Shabbos candlesticks, if you put them on the table where you eat, you have to kasher them for Pesach. But if you put them outside on the table next to your table, those you don't have to worry about, and you could use them the way they are, don't have to kasher them. High chair trays, if you have babies and you have high chair trays, you have to pour hot water over it, don't have to change them, could clean them and pour hot water over them and they are fine. The hot water urns are problematic and cannot be kashered, and therefore one has to get a new hot water urn for Pesach. Now you might ask, what's wrong with hot water urns? They are sitting there, there's nothing, just you boiled water inside them, what could be wrong with that? The problem is that it's sitting in the middle of your kitchen, and Shabbos, a lot of times people put their challah on top of that water urn to warm the challah, or they come in contact with chametz during Shabbos, and it could be a problem. And also, a lot of hot water urns are sitting in the kitchen all week, and they come in contact with chametz. In order to kasher them properly, you're going to destroy that hot water urn. Therefore, the best thing is to get a new one for Pesach. If you use blech for Pesach, and every Shabbos, you cannot use the same blech for Pesach. You have to change your blech also, or you can cover your blech with two wraps of aluminum foil. Then you could use them, but otherwise you cannot use the same blech for Pesach. Now, a lot of dishes, they have handles. The handles that are, a lot of them are not kasherable. If they are two separate, dish and a handle are two separate, you have to open them up and kasher them separately. If you cannot open them up, then you have to use a blowtorch on the space between the dish and the handle. That therefore the handles, if a lot of dishes that they have handles and made of plastic and you cannot separate them, it cannot be kasher for Pesach, you have to get a new one. Sometimes you have a big pot and it cannot be all put inside the hot water at the same time. You are allowed to kasher your kli, your dishes, half and a half. And there was, you could put half, take it out, and put the other half. It doesn't have to be the whole thing go into hot water at the same time. Now, we have a cleaning maid, or we have young kids that they want to help their mothers or their fathers for Pesach. You cannot use them to do agala for you on Pesach. If you have somebody's non-Jew, it's in your house, and they say, you know what, tell me what you need to be done. And you tell them, you know what, I need to the hot water to be poured in the sink, and I want you to turn on the oven and the stove and kasher them. You cannot ask them to do it. They are not reliable, they cannot anything that has to do with kashering, or even tevilat kelim. You cannot send a cleaner, somebody is not Jewish, or matter of fact, somebody is not a from Jew, you cannot ask them to do tevilat kelim for you, because they are not, they are not reliable, they are not, cannot believe them that they do a proper job for you. So while I'm at this, I would just want to, the other people asked me this question years before, I think we spoke about this before also. If you have cleaning lady comes to your house and you ask them to clean the house for you, their cleaning is not considered cleaning for Pesach, because they are not, their agenda, their job is to make sure that the surface is clean. But in order to do a proper job for Pesach, I have to make sure the crumbs also is taken off, and all every part of the room and the house or anywhere that you have that is clean. The same thing, if you take your car to a place that cleans cars, and you tell them, please clean my car, they are not careful of getting rid of your chametz. They just vacuum the thing. They wash your car. It doesn't mean that your car is kasher lePesach. It doesn't mean that they did a proper bedikat chametz. It just means that in a surface it's beautiful. But if you look inside the seat and look at all the pieces of the room, you see, you find chametz. Therefore, one is not allowed to rely on them for cleaning. If you are standing there on top of them and then making sure and tell them and checking after them to make sure that what you ask them to do, they did, fine. But if you didn't, just leave them alone and let them do whatever they want, you cannot come back and say, I asked them to do this and that, and they whatever I asked them, they did. That's not true, and you cannot rely on that for Pesach. The same halacha applies for a child less than 13 years old. If you have a daughter or a son and you ask them, I want you, you are in charge of cleaning the car, right? And you give them a job and they get a vacuum and they go inside your car and clean up, you can't assume that they did a proper job. Anybody is not over age of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, they are not believed that they do a halachically clean job. Cleaning and halachically clean is two different things. You have to make sure that the job is done properly. The same thing applies if you send your son or daughter less than age of bar mitzvah to do tevilah. You can give them dishes and listen, I want you to go to the mikveh and tovel kelim for me. If they are not neja bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, they are not believed that they did a proper job for you. You are allowed to use the water, the hot water that you have for a lot of dishes, one after each other, as long as the water is not thick and you could see the water. But once the water becomes thick, because it was so many times used, that those water cannot be used for Tevilat Kelim anymore. And Tevilat Kelim is only, and Agala, I'm sorry, Agala, only could be used with water. If you have a water that you have detergent in it, or you have different stuff inside the water, those waters cannot be used for Agalat Kelim. There has to be strictly water in order to do that. Now, the Netilat Edayim cup, you have to also make sure either change them or you have to do agala on them before Pesach. Your garbage can, the garbage can outside and the garbage can inside your house, it has to be washed and it has to be poured some material to make sure that any chametz is there, it gets destroyed and gets clean. Your vacuum, you have to make sure your vacuum also is the bag inside your vacuum is moved before Pesach, and you have to take them out and make sure it's clean. If you have a broom, the broom has to be either cleaned or you have to change your brooms for Passover. If you have, you have to make sure also that your toothbrush has to be changed for Pesach too. You cannot use the same toothbrush that you use for during the year. Okay, before we go to the halachot of products, any questions regarding this? Yes. From the last time that you used, you have to wait 24 hours before you cash it. Let's say use tonight. Okay. You have to wait tonight, 9 o'clock, you finish cooking and use, you turn it off. You cannot cash it your whatever you cash it in until tomorrow night to 9 o'clock.
And then with the black, you said just cover it twice with aluminum.
If the best thing is to get a new one. If you can't get a new one, then cover it with a heavy duty aluminum foil. Wrap it two times, then you could use.
And it won't ruin the glass?
That I don't know.
Okay, and then you said something about utensils, but you said it kind of fast. I missed it.
Which one?
Utensils? I missed what you said about utensils.
The utensils, you have to do agala on them. Any type of utensils made of metal or wood, you could do agala on them.
Which is the blue cord?
No, agala is the hot water.
Oh.
It depends on the bubbling hot water. Yes.
So often, if you have self-cooking, do you still just put it on like 50 minutes?
Yes.
You don't have to run the cycle.
No, you have to do the cycle.
Yep.
You have to do the cycle. Yes.
And at
clean?
No, self-cleaning cleans itself.
Okay, and for the oven and the stove, we have to wait
No, we don't have to wait 24 hours.
Okay.
Yes.
After we put the hot water, we should put cold water.
Right. After the minhag is that once you do agala, you should wash it in the cold water after that. Yes. Yes.
What is the blech?
Blech is the sheet of iron metal they put it for Shabbat. That's pleather.
That.
Okay. But you put something on top of your stove or oven. You cover the fire with it.
The table cover and the one the one the
what?
So everything tissue that we use like table cover things like this, so we have to do with hot water, cold water.
Washing it, you mean tablecloth?
Yes.
It should wash with the hot water.
Hot water.
Yeah.
And another question. The furniture, so we have to cover inside.
Which furniture? Your table? Your chair?
And
China cabinet?
Fat tree,
are we answering?
Yes,
yeah.
We have to cover each level or not?
If if you are not going to use them for Pesach, you have to cover them and put them away. Yes? And you have to tape it out.
You have to
take them out, clean them up. You don't have to put a new paper in, as long as it's clean.
So we clean?
You clean, as long as it's clean, you could use the same. You could put everything else. Okay. Yes. If you wash them, yes.
Plastic
means stomach, no. These things are fell in there, on it. Cannot reuse it again. If you put the answer in this, you should have agala.
What if they're on a glass like tray on the table? You
still have to do it. Okay, let's go on the materials that you have to buy for Pesach. In every year we talk about this frozen vegetables. You cannot buy the regular frozen vegetables for Pesach. You need to buy the ones that have special ashkacha for Pesach. Peeled vegetables like fruits that they sell in Publix or Kroger, they are fine. You could buy them and it's not a problem. Don't need a special ashkacha for Pesach. Huh?
The color fruits, yes.
Any dairy products, they need to be kosher Pesach, except milk if you buy them before Pesach. The milk also, only regular milk. If it's chocolate milk, they need to have a special ashkacha for Pesach. But the best thing is to do, for Pesach, one should try to buy only Chalav Israel, because the vitamins in Chalav Israel also is kosher Pesach. But if you can't afford because it's expensive, you can't afford that, you could buy regular chalav, regular milk, but if you have to buy them before Pesach, should not buy them during Pesach. Canned vegetables, they are not kosher le Pesach, even those that they have ashkacha on it already, the ashkacha regular or you or okay, chavke, whatever, you cannot be used for Pesach. You need to have a special ashkacha for Pesach. Toothpaste, all the major brands like Colgate, Crest, Close Up, all those are okay. You don't have to get another toothpaste. Those are fine. Shampoo and soap, they all are fine. Whatever you were using before, could continue using them during Pesach also. Tea and coffee, they are fine as long as it's a regular tea and coffee. If it's flavored or decaffeinated, they need to be kosher lePesach. Cocoa, Hershey cocoa at 100% are fine. Doesn't have to be kosher lePesach. Could use the way they are. The cocoa Hershey that cocoa powder. The cocoa powder are fine. You could use them without ashkacha for Pesach. If you are using baby wipes, you have to try to find them without alcohol if you can. the chatechila should be used without alcohol, because alcohol is really chametz. Should try to get them without that. Now, the medications, a lot of medications are chametz, a lot of medications are not chametz. Now, I'm going to give you a set rule to understand how to deal with medications. If the regular Tylenol and Advil and Aleve and aspirin, all those are fine. Don't have to worry about those. But there are any type of medication that they come in the way of syrup or chewable or suckable, those have to be kosher le Pesach. You cannot use them without Ashkacha for Pesach. Okay? Those that they come in a form of a pill or capsule, right? If you really need to use them for Pesach, you are allowed to use them. You don't have to worry about checking them, making sure it's kosher or not kosher. If you don't have to use them, you could live without them for a week, then if there is a problem of chametz with them, then don't use them. That's the proper way of doing it. But if you have, let's say, somebody has the blood pressure and they need to use a blood pressure pill, then use it. You don't have to worry about kosher lepesa, not kosher lepesa. Or somebody has a cholesterol, like they have pills for cholesterol, then use it. Or any other pills that you have to take, talk to your doctor, they have to take, you could take those as long as they come in the form of a pill or a capsule, it's not a problem. Juice, the 100% orange juice is fine, apple juice needs to be kasher lepesach to make sure that you buy them kasher lepesach. Flour is considered 100% chametz. Cannot, even though there is no water on it, but because they wash them with water, they already is chametz before they get to you. The dog food or a cat food or fish food, all those are mamash chametz gamur. They're 100% chametz, and you have to make sure that your dog is able to kosher lepesach. And if he can't or he cannot find anything, etc., there are foods out there that are kosher lepesach. To check, to find out which one is which. But if you cannot give them kosher lepesach, then you have to sell your animal to somebody for all Pesach, and you cannot tell them what to feed them, what not to feed them. You have to tell them it's completely out of your house, and whoever is selling it to, have to make sure selling it to a non-Jew, and then let them deal with your dog. Fresh express salad for Sephardim is okay. It's not a problem. They don't need to have a special kasher Pesach, as long as has ashkachah, clean, is okay. Could use them for Pesach. Spices, all the spices, they need to be kasher Pesach. And the salt and pepper is not a problem, but any other spice has to be kasher lepesach. The herb ones that I think Steve sells them, they are with the Ashkach of Bet Yosef, but they are kitniot in them. For Sephardim is okay, for Ashkenazim is not okay. Rice, if you are using a rice, which is only for Sephardim is okay, and not all the Sephardim use rice either. If you are using a rice, it has to be 100% natural, and you have to make sure that it's unbleached. And when you have to clean them at least 3 times. You have to make sure it's 100% cleaned 3 times before you use them, and then it's fine. Dry fruit, they need to have Ashkacha for Pesach, to make sure that whatever you buy, some of the brands are already Ashkacha LePesach. I think Del Monte raisins are okay with OU without Kasher LePesach. But the other ones you have to check. Salmon, that Costco has a salmon with OU on them, you could use those that there is nothing on it, only salmon. You are allowed to use those with Ashkacha. We don't need to have a special Ashkacha for Pesach, because OU or Chaf Kei on it, you could use those too. Lemon juice, the real lemon or real lime is fine, You don't need to, does not have to be kosher lePesach. Olive oil with the extra virgin only, you are allowed to use them. You don't need, does not have to be kosher lePesach. Coffee ground, though, if you buy coffee, you have to make sure that if the machine was clean, or you bring it home and you do your own grounding, it's fine if the coffee was 100%. Baking soda, arm and hammer, they are fine, you could use those. Aluminium foil and pans, as long as they have OU on it, does not have to be a special for Pesach. Those also okay without a special Ashgacha for Pesach. Wine, one has to make sure that for Sephardim especially, there are a lot of wines that they are water diluted into them and is not kosher for Pesach. The wine or the grape juice that is concentrated, even for Ashkenazim, is a problem for Pesach. They cannot use those. Therefore, the best type of wine that should be used for Pesach is Kedem. Kedem wine, Rashi, they are the best. There is 100%, there is nothing. All the Israeli wines, they are fine and there is nothing wrong with them. And the best thing for us, you should try to buy all the things that made in Israel. You should try to support foods that they come from Israel, that should support the economy there, and try to buy the stuff, caramel wine, the 100% fine, could use those also for Pesach. Now, the wine, there are ones that are mevushal, there are those that are not mevushal. If you have on your table people that they cannot have mevushal, not mevushal, then you should buy only mevushal wine. Matzah, all the matzot that they have, or you on them, or any other good ashkacha, is fine. But the best type of matzah, the best mehudar, the one that is really good ashkacha, is Yehuda matzah. Yehuda matzah is considered one of the best matzot that are out there, could be used. But that doesn't mean that any other matzah is not good. I just want to make sure that everybody understands. I'm not saying that only Yehuda matzah is good, the other ones is not good. All the matzot are fine, but nisad ashkacha wise, Yehuda matzah as the system, the way they make it in Israel, is a very good ashkacha, the way it is made properly. Makeup does not have to be kosher lePesach. But you makeup, lipstick and high blushes and things like that, those are fine, you could use them for Pesach, but perfumes, they are not kosher lePesach. Perfumes, you have to make sure that they have to find out which brand is okay that could be used. Or if you have a special brand that you are using, to check that if that brand is kosher or not. The average, the regular perfumes automatically is not considered kosher lePesach. Okay. Any questions regarding this? Shemura Matza, all anyone that has as good ashkacha is good. The ones that I recommend, the Shetzer is a very good Ashkacha, and the Lakewood Matzah, they both are very good Ashkacha Matzah. Yes.
All the things that you said, like olive oil, lemon juice, that you don't need a symbol for, can you use the products that you have already?
The problem is, if you have them already, I don't know how careful you were when you brought them in the kitchen, and how careful you were that nothing fell in there, or maybe you put it too close to the pot. The best thing is not to use those that are open already.
So buy all new.
The new one, yes. Yes.
For quinoa, just have to look for.
The quinoa, there is a brand that I think they put it in the which one is that? Okay, that's okay. If people are want to use them, you have to treat them like rice. You have to check them 3 times before you use them. The quinoa is the problem is that they come in contact with barley and wheat. That's what you have to look for. That's what.
You can buy from like the farmers market.
What? I don't know where to buy that.
They have something in the AKC letter.
Yeah, they had. There's one brand that they see. The problem with quinoa is that they found out a lot of ones that they are in the market in the same place they produce wheat and barley also. But that brand that they wrote there, apparently they checked out, that brand is free of Fenechon. Yes.
In other words, all you look for will be barley and wheat?
Yeah, that's basically what it is, yes. Yes, you can. Technically, you can, but you have to make sure where you buy them from. If there is a, let's say, farmers market, if they come in contact with hummus, then it's a problem.
But
I don't know. That's a problem. Technically, it's fine, but how are you going to know this? There's no problem with it, there's no way to know.
But if they only do spices, where they do spices? Like during the year, you can buy cumin and turmeric.
Yes, those are not the during the year. Is not the, I'm not worried about Shrek. I'm worried about that the same bag that they bring the stuff in the bag or in the factory, whoever brings them, are they in touch with hummus also? That's the problem. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also, the medicine, it says no liquid. What liquid is that?
The Tylenol is fine. There are certain ones that is the ones that I think everybody uses is okay. You have to check the list. I'm talking about, let's say you have to have a sucking candy, right, for your throat. Those have to be kosher lepesach. You cannot use them without Ashram. Island Tylenol is fine. Yes. Okay. Yes.
You're talking about the wine. Would there be a wine marked kosher lepesach if it has water?
All the wines are kosher lepesach. See, the one that is diluted is okay for Ashkenazim, it's not good for Sephardim.
That's what I'm asking.
They won't write on it, it's good only for Sephardim, good for
us. No, but will it say it has water in it?
Yes, yes.
So you need to check the ingredients. You could, they're all marked kosher
lepesach. I know the Kedem and Carmel, one, the ones that make that, are all fine.
And the Israeli wines are all
most of, yes. Most 90% of them are fine. Yes.
Is that the same as with the OU is fine? I have from another time that other frozen fish within OU, is that also okay?
Anything that is nothing, it was no spices on it and no flavoring.
Frozen.
Frozen, if it's only fish, is okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And doesn't the olive oil have to be extra virgin?
I said extra virgin,
okay.
Yes.
And you said about kashering wood. I don't remember ever
wood,
about wood before.
Okay, the wood, the problem with wood is like this. If you have a cutting board made of wood and it's chopped,
right,
it cannot be kasher. If you have a wood that's completely smooth, there's no chopping on it,
yeah,
you could kasher it.
So if you used it maybe as a hot plate or if you had a spoon or something
that,
like that.
Then you can, that's right. Oh. That, the problem with woods are when they use it with knives, they chop, and those cannot be kosher. Yes. What is it?
Human.
Human is this. Yes. If you are makbid on kidneys, you cannot use. Yes. Yes. Paper plates for Sephardim is not a problem. For Ashkenazim, could be a problem of kidneys. Plastic is not a problem. No. No problem.
I think also in the past they say if it's the plates that have that coating, like the plain paper, like the white,
the cheap ones,
cheapy ones are a problem. But if they have that coating,
uh-huh,
you know, like a Dixie or
those, okay, thing, okay. If you have the more expensive ones are the problem. Cheap ones are a problem. Yeah. Okay? Bezat Hashem, next week we're going to talk about the Seder and the Shurim and how to clean for Pesach.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.